Well, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a good August. Well, we're back here now. Okay, as most of you know, for more than a year now, I have been working to pass the Joshua Omvig Suicide Prevention Act. This bill, which is named for a soldier from Grundy Center, Iowa, took his own life after returning from Iraq. What it does is it directs the Department of Veterans Affairs to step up screening, counseling, and other mental health services for returning war veterans. The aim of the bill is to reduce the shocking rate of suicide among our men and women returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. Suicide rates are 35% higher for Iraq veterans than for the general population. The VA estimates that more than 5,000 veterans take their lives each year. The Department of Defense recently reported the Army is now seeing the highest rate of suicide since the Vietnam War. So it is a genuine crisis, and it requires an urgent and stepped-up response from the VA, which is the purpose of this bill. Congressman Leonard Boswell first introduced this bill, the Joshua Omvig Act, in the House, and it passed over there in March with a vote of 423-0. That doesn't happen that often. So you can see that this was truly a bipartisan bill and had absolutely no opposition whatsoever. In early August, with the strong bipartisan support, we were on the verge of passing the bill unanimously in the Senate. You know, just get it through unanimously. But we hit a snag. Out of the blue, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma objected to the unanimous consent request. And his reasons for doing so are completely baseless. Bear in mind that the Joshua Omvig Suicide Prevention Act has received intense scrutiny, including two hearings in the House and three in the Senate. When I first approached Senator Coburn about this in early August before we left here, his first objection was we hadn't had any hearings. Well, I had to point out to him that we had three in the Senate, two in the House. Well, then he came up with other spurious reasons. I might point out that the bill has been strongly endorsed by the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Disabled Veterans of America, and almost every other veterans group. So it's a travesty to have this bill held up now by a single senator for reasons that are completely bogus. So I intend to continue to fight for the bill and to overcome Senator Coburn's resistance one way or another. Yesterday, I spoke at length on the Senate floor, responding directly to Senator Coburn. I was pleased that Majority Leader Harry Reid was on the floor at the time, who pointed out that his own father had taken his own life, suicide. He pledged to work to overcome Senator Coburn's objection. He said, "We're going to find a way to pass the bill before we leave." So let me emphasize that the Joshua Omvig Suicide Prevention Act is bipartisan. As I said, it passed without one dissenting vote in the House. Our veterans urgently need the screening and counseling that this bill would require. Well, I intend to continue to make my case on the floor as often as necessary, to offer unanimous consent requests again and again. I intend to find a way to pass this bill before we leave here, and we'll do so. This is a matter of honoring the memory of Joshua Omvig, but it's also a matter of honoring the service and sacrifice of all our men and women in uniform.